This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
From sea to shining sea, American cities are in a hot competition. They're trying to win the prize of being the location of Amazon's second headquarters. The online retail giant, as we know, is asking cities for proposals, tax breaks, incentives. Show us what you've got, and it's all due by mid-October. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is taking a different tack. He wrote a direct letter to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos to convince him to give Detroit a shot at the new headquarters. Transportation engineer Ethan Eagle is an assistant professor of mechanical engineering at Wayne State University. With us now, welcome to The Next Idea, Ethan.
Thanks, Cynthia. It's great to be here.
Why'd you want to write to Jeff?
Goodness. Last week, there was a Detroit Economic Club Young Leaders meeting. And in that meeting, we heard from people from around the city and around the region just about how vibrant the city of Detroit really is. And I was just captivated by that meeting and really inspired. I woke up the next morning at like 3 a.m. and just started thinking about what opportunity there was in Detroit and how much untapped potential I really believe that there was in the city. And I wanted to write about my expertise in transportation and kind of propose something to Jeff that was a little bit different than his vision or that the vision that Amazon has articulated, because I think it's not the future. I think we have a 19th or 20th century idea that we have to bring people to these centers of work.
These big campuses.
A big megaplex, right? And I think instead it's way more efficient, as somebody who cares about the environment and sustainability. Let's move centers of work out to the people. And so this is what I talk about in the piece.
Yeah, so you talk about Amazon connecting Detroit and its suburbs with a number of smaller work areas and not focus on that mega complex like we've seen with Google and Facebook and Apple. So what do you think that would accomplish?
I really think, and in my expertise goes beyond transportation. I actually do innovation coaching, and I've been working in innovation for the last 6 years. And when we see innovation taking place, we don't see it in cultural centers where everybody is isolated. We see it in these melting pots and these mixing grounds where you bring a lot of different ideas together. And I really think that a megaplex kind of isolates a company and a culture, and that's not where innovation is taking place. Amazon's known for being an innovative company. If they want to drive innovation, I think they need to get away from this idea of a big corporate headquarters and start going out into neighborhoods.
So break it down. What would it look like if you could wave your wand and get Amazon to follow your suggestion? What would it look like?
Well, that's actually a brilliant suggestion, right? So I do a lot of idealized redesign. So we say, let's start with a blank sheet of paper. What would a city look like if we started with the idea that we could have digital infrastructure, not roads? You know, let's build information superhighways. We can move data so much faster than we can move people. I mean, data moves at the speed of light. We had this mobility roundtable in Detroit a couple weeks ago, and people said, you know, what would be the ideal transportation speed? And people, obviously, like, let's teleport. But you can already do that. If I pull up a Google Hangout, I can talk to somebody around the world at the speed of light. Why am I stuck in this idea that I have to get in a car and drive from Detroit to Ann Arbor for this interview?
Yes.
Right? Instead of embracing this digital change. We didn't have that technology 50, 100 years ago, but we have it now. And so if we re-envision a city from a blank sheet of paper, what would we get to?
So this would the technology is there to make it happen. So what are you seeing? A lot of small Amazon offices sprinkled around Southeast Michigan?
I think what I've seen is the brilliance of these co-working spaces. And so you allow these people from different industries to kind of come together. Really, the ideal size of a workspace is something kind of like a community. By the time you get more than like 100 or 200 employees at a site, it starts to feel like you're institutionalized and you're maybe just a number and people don't know your name or recognize you. And that's not good for corporate culture. So if you want to encourage people to really embrace ownership of their jobs and their function and not just feel like, hey, I'm just doing this for my job, it's just my 9-to-5. If you want to engage your employees in your workforce, you need to create these little communities for them. So yes, let's spread out instead of 50,000 employees on one site. Let's spread that around the city of Detroit.
And what makes Detroit good for that? And would you also include the suburbs in this plan?
Absolutely. So I mean, why Detroit? I think, I did a little research on Jeff prior to writing this piece. And Amazon's was almost called Relentless. And actually, the web domain relentless.com redirects to Amazon. And I think that the city of Detroit really embodies that word. I mean, Detroit is relentless. It is a city that is, I don't think, is revitalizing. I think it has always been moving forward. And I've watched and been a student and I've been trying to study the sort of a history of Detroit. And it, to me, it seems like Detroit has always been moving forward. It's not that Detroit is going to come back or that Amazon will help Detroit come back. It's that I think Detroit could help Amazon move forward. And so I think Amazon should embrace kind of the wave of enthusiasm and belief in Detroit that's happening right now. They could ride that wave, ride that momentum, and really do something powerful and different, be innovative, not just a technology innovation that they're kind of known for, but really a social innovation.
Now, you are an engineer by trade with a focus on mobility technology, but here this vision that you're spelling out for an Amazon headquarters would be less commuting, less traffic, more neighborhood workspaces. Do you see these two things as being at odds?
Not at all. So, you know, I, for the last 10 years, have lived and worked close together. I lived in Ann Arbor and rode the bus and walked to work. I moved to California for 3 years, and I rode my bike every day. And I finally came back to Detroit, and for the first 6 months, I walked to work. I walked to Wayne State. I lived in Detroit, and I walked around. And it was a great experience of the city. People are sort of engrossed by this vision of an autonomous future. And let me tell you, Cynthia, I'm an autonomous vehicle when I walk to work. I can be on my phone. I can call. My mind can wander. Maybe when I'm crossing the road, that's the only time I really need to have situational awareness. But people are sort of dreaming of this future that's already available to them if they just could live close to where they worked. Now, I see transportation and you watch commercials for vehicles and nobody's commuting in those commercials. They're always out doing something joyful. And I think that transportation provides that joy and should provide that joy. That's really the value of having your vehicle, is that you can go to family and visit these beautiful places around Michigan, right? But a commute to work is not the purpose of a vehicle.
Well, I'll second that as somebody who has an hour and a half each way to get to work. Well, fascinating idea. You can find Ethan's essay by going to the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Ethan Eagle, thank you so much for sharing your innovative idea with us.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.